Proclamation number 2811, dated the July 14th, 1943. The raging of natural forces. Total changes of living conditions. It is impossible to make people believe that their earthly life will completely change during the forthcoming time. They count on an end to their time of suffering, followed by economic development and flourishing and improved living conditions, and on the time of tranquility and peace which will replace the time of upheavals and suffering. They don't want to believe that a far more difficult time is still ahead of them, that they cannot expect any improvement but will still have to endure indescribable suffering and misery. And they dismiss any reference to this as fallacy or imagination. It is therefore very difficult to make them change their lifestyle, to encourage them to conduct themselves in a way which is pleasing to God and to consciously work at improving their souls. For only faith in this would make them seriously strive to attain God's pleasure. Instead, they take no notice of it and ignore God's every admonition, although He speaks to them through adversity and sorrow. This lack of belief exacerbates the spiritual darkness. There is no way to enlighten them because the light itself will be extinguished if it is kindled in order to illuminate them. God Himself takes pity upon these people and tries to enlighten their spirits, but they close themselves to it and can never attain the truth. Only the truth can save them, yet they don't want to hear it because it completely contradicts their future plans, because it deprives them of their hope for earthly improvement and an end of their state of suffering and expects of them a transformation of their souls and a change of their present way of thinking. They don't want to believe. Consequently, there is no other means to make them believe but through steadily worsening earthly plights, for only through these will they stop being so extremely earthly minded. And this increased earthly suffering will come about through an event which will dwarf everything which came before it, because people will be left at the mercy of the raging of natural forces which human will cannot control. For only when they recognize a higher power will they bow down to this authority and humbly ask for help. Thousands of people will certainly be severely affected, and the suffering should be enough to make them realize their own helplessness and prompt them to sincerely call upon God for help. However, for as long as people are the creators of great adversity, it will result in increased hatred and often greater ungodliness, because in their immense adversity they are no longer able to recognize the God of love. But as soon as they are faced by a power which they will have to acknowledge because it visibly expresses itself, the possibility also exists that they will bow down to this power and appeal to it for mercy. Then God can helpfully intervene. Although it is indeed an extremely painful means of education, it must nevertheless be used if at least a small part of humanity is still to be saved, that is, if in the last hour they will still recognize God in the raging of natural forces and establish contact with Him, without which there will be no salvation. And thus the most powerful event lies ahead of humanity, which it will be enabled to escape but which cannot be averted by God, because humanity does not heed His admonitions and warnings, nor does it change its conduct, but continues to go on living thoughtlessly without paying attention to Him. The slightest God-inclined will would prevent this event from happening and prompt God to show mercy and forbearance. Yet people distance themselves increasingly further from God and act in opposition to His will. And since God foresaw this will from the very beginning, He has also known for an infinitely long time the effect of people's wrong will and uses the final means in order to win those people over for Himself who are as yet not entirely opposed to Him. He will make the earth tremble and thereby instill fear and terror in people. He will speak to them through the elements of nature. He will let the forces of nature erupt and express himself loudly and clearly through these. And this event will entail immense changes. It will cause a complete turnaround in every individual person's lifestyle, and the consequences of the natural disaster will be so very significant that everyone will have to pay attention to it. Thus no one will remain unaffected by it. And blessed is he who will still change his thoughts. Blessed is he who will still be able to recognize the hand of God in everything that will still be imposed on humanity in the coming time. Blessed is he who will still find his way back to God, who strives to fulfill his will and establishes the right relationship with him. He will be helped by God in his adversity, and the difficult time will not be in vain for him if it pulls his soul back from the abyss before it is too late. Amen.